explained already. There are five things that you're not allowed to do on Yom Kippur. We'll discuss one at a time. Number one, rechitza, washing oneself on Yom Kippur is forbidden. It's one of the five things the Torah says you have to have inui, affliction, and the Chachamim interpreted five afflictions. One of them is washing, which means that you're not allowed to wash your face in the morning, you're not allowed to rinse your mouth in the morning, you're not allowed to, even when it comes to washing, you're limited in what you're allowed to wash. For instance, even when you go, wake up in the morning for Netilas Yadayim, what's called Negel Vasar, you're only allowed to wash until the end of the fingers. You don't wash, normally you wash until the wrist, on Yom Kippur, you only wash until the knuckles, until the end of the fingers. After the bathroom, you only wash until the end of the fingers. Okay? Now, if somebody has a dirt spot, then they're allowed to wash that particular dirt spot. But otherwise, you're not allowed to wash your hands, you're not allowed to wash your face, and so on and so forth. You're not allowed to even stick your hand, for no reason, into cold water. Even the tip of your finger, just to put it into cold water, is also forbidden. Okay, now, when the Kohanim Duchen, though, then the Kohanim wash the full hand, and the Levim who wash their hands before they wash the Kohanim's hands also can wash a full hand. If somebody's eating on Yom Kippur, the kids or adults who are eating on Yom Kippur, they're going to be eating bread, then they also wash the entire hand until the wrist. Because that's a mitzvah washing that you need to do. Yeah? No. Not on Yom Kippur.
Other fasts
are not as strict as Yom Kippur. Yes, the din applies over and all the other fasts. In fact, you can't even take a wet cloth and put it on your face. You could take a cold bottle of water and put it on your face to cool down, but you can't actually do any washing in any way whatsoever. Obviously, you're not allowed to go to the mikveh. If somebody's sick, they're allowed to wash their hands. The next thing that somebody's now to do is called sicha. Sicha means actually smearing, anointing yourself with oils, which according to many opinions, it means you can't even use deodorant on Yom Kippur. Before Yom Kippur, obviously, you could put it, but on Yom Kippur, you can't put those types of things. Next thing is wearing shoes. You're not allowed to wear shoes of leather. Shoes of leather mean any part of the shoe is not allowed to be leather. Even if there's a small strip of leather, you're not allowed to wear it. In fact, somebody asked me this morning, what happens if you have, you know, many people have sole inserts in their shoes that they need for whatever orthopedic reasons. So, obviously, if you can do without them, because they're leather. If they're leather, if they're plastic, you can wear them. But if they're leather, then you're actually wearing them as a shoe. So then it wouldn't be allowed either. Somebody called me today. He read in Shulchan Aruch that if you're sick, you can wear shoes. So he told me he's flat-footed. Is he allowed to wear shoes? No, a guy called me. If he's flat-footed, he's allowed to wear shoes. The answer is no, you can't wear leather shoes. Okay, that's not called sick. If you have any, somebody, God forbid, has an infection on the foot, or like they're wearing special shoes because of a broken bone or whatever, then it's a different story. But you can't wear any part of a shoe that has leather. You can wear leather belts and leather shirts and leather pants and leather yarmulkes. What?
What about the leather that is made of pig skin or...
On Yom Kippur? Mm-hmm. It's still leather.
No, I'm saying, is it any difference, or it has to
be... Leather is leather. Anything that comes from the hide of an animal, no matter what the animal is, kosher, treif, vegan, pariv, if it's an animal, you can't wear leather things made from that animal. But because the Chachamim say that's considered comfort. No, that's called comfort. The Gemara says, it's brought down Shulchan Aruch, you should sell everything you own to buy good shoes for your feet. So shoes in Halacha are very interesting, very important, and therefore it's considered a comfort zone. In fact, according to many people, you're not allowed to even wear these types, non-leather shoes. There are many poskim in Allah that write, you need to go barefoot. You can't wear sneakers but you have to be careful, because a lot of the sneakers today are made out of leather. At least suede is leather, or part of it, is leather, and it says even on kids you're not supposed to put on leather shoes. They need to wear non-leather shoes.
So you can't wear a leather
belt. I just said you could. He said you can't wear leather shoes. You could wear leather yarmulke, leather belt, leather pants, leather shirt, whatever. Now, what happens if somebody ties the non-leather shoes, or they touch the non-leather shoes? So there's a machlekes in halacha, but the din is you're really supposed to wash your hands, just like when you touch your shoes. During the year, regularly, you need to wash your hands. So the same thing, if you touch even non-leather shoes, you need to make sure that you wash your hands. This also applies to women equally to men. During the year on Yom Kippur. Yeah. Anytime you touch a shoe, you need to wash your hands. No, you just need to wash your hands. Anytime you touch shoes, any shoes, even if you're not even wearing them, if you just touch a shoe, put the shoes away from one place to the next, you need to wash your hands before you daven and make a bracha. The chiddush is, even though it's not really halachically a shoe because it's not leather, many poskim still write that you need to wash your hands anyway.
Even
on Yom Kippur, yeah.
So if you want to wash your hands, you can go touch your shoes.
No, but then you can only wash the fingertips. It's not.
The whole thing with shoes, is it a brand new shoe?
Doesn't matter. If you touch the shoelace, it's almost impossible to touch a shoelace without touching a shoe. By the way, the same din, we mentioned this many times already, not only shoes, you know, a lot of times, if you scratch your head, you need to wash your hand before you make a bracha, because you're touching your scalp. If you touch any part of if you stick your finger into the ear canal, you need to wash your hands. If you, pardon the expression, pick your nose, you need to wash your hands. If you touch any part of the body which is normally covered, okay, you need to wash your hands. The same thing is, if you wear shoes, touch shoes, you need to wash your hands. You need to wash your hands. No bracha, you need to wash your hands. You don't need a keli, you need to wash your hands. That's if there's no water around and if they're lazy. It's loud. It's if there's no water and you're lazy, you can do it on wood. It's supposed to be on wood, but or on stone, but whatever.
Grass.
Grass, no. If there's nothing else, then you could do it on grass. Now, Yom Kippur marital relations are forbidden, therefore it's the same din that a husband has to treat his wife as this. She would be in the nida state for that 24-hour period.